Thank the Lord for the song this morning, and I freely acknowledge publicly that I personally need the Lord more today than I did yesterday. I need the Lord's guidance, I need His presence, I need His grace, I need His strength, and I am just desperate in need of the Lord, aren't you? There is a star by the name of Polaris. Some of you young people know about Polaris. There's another name for that star. Does anyone know what it is? It's the North Star. I'd like to start off this morning by sharing just a little bit about the North Star, about Polaris. If you took the globe, took the earth, and followed it from the northern hemisphere, right in the center where the earth spins, all right, in the center axis, and you went up from the very middle of the northern hemisphere and went straight up, 1 degree off of that line that was going up, that line is called the North Celestial Pole, the NCP. 1 degree, less than 1 degree off of that pole is the North Star. So it would appear as though the earth, the North Star, does not move. When you look up in the sky and you find the North Star, it would appear that it's not moving and the earth is spinning around that axis that's hanging on the North Star. And so then, regardless of the hour, regardless of the season, regardless of when it is, that North Star is there. And you know where the northern direction is. The North Star is used to navigate by. At least it used to be. Today we have modern inventions that we use and navigate differently. But you could still navigate by the North Star. If you are out in the ocean and on a ship, they use the stars and the sun to navigate, to find their direction, to know where their location was. And if the clouds obscured the sky, there were many stories of ships going the wrong direction or getting lost, not knowing their location. Where are we at? And so their prayer would be to God for Him to remove the clouds so they could once again see the sun and see the stars. But out of the stars, that North Star is a very special star because it's not moving as far as we're concerned. From our perspective, it's not moving relatively, understand. And so they could use that to pinpoint their direction and where they were. Using a quadrant or a sextant, you could read off the angle, what angle you are from that North Star, and you could find your latitude. And so the North Star has a lot of value. It has there's a real lesson that comes from pinpointing. You want to know where you're at? Look for the North Star, and it will help you begin to find where you're at. Well, we read in the second chapter of Matthew about another star. And I'd like to read to you just a little bit this morning in Matthew chapter 2 in the first verse. It said, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. We've seen the star. And we ask ourselves, first of all, who were these wise men? Do you know there are lots of legends? There are lots of stories about who they were. The reality is we really don't know much about them. There are scriptures in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 60 and other things that we read about them based on the nature of their gifts and based on the nature of the language that was used. It would appear that they most likely came from, some speculate Babylon, but I think more likely from Persia, which is modern day Iran, or even there is even more evidence that points that they came from what is now Yemen and Jordan. In Isaiah chapter 60, it talks about them coming with gifts, And it talks about them coming from Sheba. We remember the story about the Queen of Sheba, and Sheba is actually where Yemen is today. But although we don't know where they came from, and others might say there's lots of legends in Spain as well, but regardless of where they came from, they came seeking the Messiah. There were prophecies in the Old Testament that these men had studied, and that the 70 weeks of Daniel, do you know, were so specific in the prophecy that learned men, religious learned men, knew that a Messiah was going to come. And they were watching for the sign of His coming. And that's why we have seen His star. And they followed it to Bethlehem, they followed it to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was where the king was. So they went to the palace. Where else would you find a king? So they went to the palace and inquired of Herod, where is he that is born? We're looking for the king. And King Herod had some devious motivations, but he called the other learned men and scholars and wise men and asked of them, search it out. And they searched the scripture, the Old Testament scriptures. And they said, this king, it was prophesied that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Do you know, while people today question the Messiah, the king Herod and others of that time believed in the coming of a king. They didn't know what it was all about, but they searched out the prophecies of old, and there was enough evidence to point the wise men, go to Bethlehem. Well, reading on then, verse 9, it said, when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, there is a misconception by many. You look at manger scenes and see the wise men there in the manger or the stable there. That's not scripturally accurate. It would have been probably maybe 18 months to 2.5 years, somewhere in that time period. They went and they found the Christ, and he was a young child. He was no longer a newborn baby. And that's the reason King Herod had all the children killed that were under how old? All right, so there's a reason why he had the young children killed. We find that when they found the star was not just any star. It was divine, because take note that it led them in the general direction that they were to go, okay? The wise men traveled at the least hundreds of miles, all right? At minimum, hundreds and hundreds of miles. And so it led them in the general direction. But when they left Jerusalem, it said that the star, let's read what it says again, it said the star went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was, which meant it must have been lower in the sky to lead them to the specific place. And the question, some of us, we were talking at home yesterday, why didn't everybody show up at where Jesus was? I don't have all the answers to that, but I do know this. The wise men had a desire to find Christ. They had a desire in their heart to leave home, to make sacrifices, to follow a guiding light that would lead them to the Messiah, to lead them to the King. And I believe if there were others today that had a real desire in their heart to find Christ, more people would be in this chapel this morning. There would be people all around the world that had, if they had a real desire, there would be more people finding Christ. But if we do not have a desire to follow Christ and make whatever sacrifices it's going to take, we're not going to find Him this morning. But I am thankful today, and that there are so many lessons in these passages, but I am so thankful this morning that there is still a guiding light for each and every one of us that has a desire to find the Messiah. If you want to find the real riches and the real treasures of life, it's going to come by following the guiding light. Those that didn't have a desire to find Christ didn't find him. But when they found, it said in verse 10, it said, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with what? With exceeding joy. We found what we've been looking for. We've been seeking for something, and then we saw his star, and there was a guiding light that brought us to the place that we found the Messiah. And you all know the story. It said they saw the young child with Mary. They came into the house, and they found Mary and Jesus, and it said they fell down and they worshiped him, and they presented their gifts to him. Do you know how their hearts must have just been rejoicing? We read about this in the prophecy, and we've been waiting. People have been waiting for hundreds of years, and we saw something in the sky that was not normal. And we followed its guidance, and it brought us to the place where the Messiah is. The last 2 weeks, the Lord has been asking me a question. It's been just coming back over and over and over. And I believe the Lord would have me ask you this morning, which star are you following? Do you know this morning that if you want to gain wealth, there are guiding lights in the world that will give you instruction on the best way to get wealth? If you want to diet, there's lots of different people that give advice and counsel on how to diet. If you want recognition and fame, and you want to be on your job, you want advancements, there are seminars that you can go that will tell you how to promote yourself and how to sell yourself and what to do. So the question is then, what treasure are we seeking? Because if you want the treasures of this world, there are certain people I would recommend. They've got some advice. And if you follow it, it's going to take you to certain treasure. But if you want Jesus this morning, if you want the Lord in your life more than anything else, you're going to have to follow the right light. You're going to have to follow the guiding light that God gave to us, because if you follow your own desires and purposes, it's going to take you somewhere. But if you follow your own thinking this morning, I guarantee it, it will not take you to the Messiah. It will not take you to eternal life. There are many in this world that are promising great treasures. There was someone that years ago I followed fairly closely, and I actually learned a lot. But at the same time, there was some deceptiveness in what they were doing. And I attended some conferences and seminars, and I still have a lot of that filed away, that there's certain things I can talk a lot about. But do you know the man that was teaching those things? He was arrested in the state of Washington. And he had promised a lot of things to a lot of people. And he was put in jail for his deceitful business practices. That's not the route I wanted to go. That's not the route I wanted to go. There are many people that are giving vain promises of things in this life. Young people, the world is promising a lot of things if you'll follow their counsel and advice. But I need the Lord this morning. We are living in a world of so many voices. So many people saying, this is the way. This is how to get there. So what light are you following? What is your chief goal? Is that fair to ask us this morning? Because I can't answer it for you. I can't for me. But what is your chief goal in life? And if it's the things of this world, this is not the place to find those answers. But if you want to find a place of soul peace this morning, if you want real rest in your spirit, if you want the greatest treasure that has ever existed, if you want eternal life, you are in the right place. You know that Jesus and God did not leave us without a guidance system. Have you ever felt directionless? You ever felt like, I don't know where to go? I will say this morning that when you look up like they used to look up to find the North Star and it was cloudy, my advice to you this morning is to start praying the clouds away. Because the Lord has a light that He wants to guide you clearly and gently to a place that you can rejoice. And if you don't know where that is this morning, it's time to say, Lord, it's dark and I don't know which way to turn and I don't even know where the North Star is. And Lord, I need some direction this morning. Do you know it is the Lord's desire to lead you today? And He did not leave us without. Remember, we won't take the time to turn to it, but in Exodus in the 13th chapter, do you remember when God was leading the children of Israel? And He led them in the day by what? Remember? By a pillar of cloud, and at night by a pillar of fire. He led them that they knew, this is the direction I'm supposed to go. And I will say to you this morning, as I tell people around the world, and I tell people, this is what I tell my congregation. If anything you hear me teach or preach is not in accordance with the Word of God, don't follow it. Don't follow it. But get your eyes on what is fixed this morning. Get your eyes on that which changeth not. Get your eyes on God's Word and on His Spirit, those things that will lead us right. And you measure all of the voices that are out in the world. You measure them to something that is fixed. People can let you down. People can get fanatic. People can compromise. Churches and fellowships will fall away. And there is no assurance that this congregation will stand in truth 20 years from now unless we keep our eyes on the light that God has given to us. And with all of our heart, we say, Lord, I want it more than anything else in life. And we with joy forsake the things of this world and say, Lord, I want You more than anything else. Folks, if young people, I want to warn you this morning, if you don't want God more than anything else in this world, you will not find the treasures and the riches that are found in Jesus Christ. You will find some things of this world that will temporarily satisfy your flesh, but it will not last. And in eternity, there's going to be a long price to pay. But the Lord has something for each and every one of us that He wants to minister to our hearts. The Lord wants you to be happy this morning. He wants you to be fulfilled. But it's only going to come with a desire like the wise men that said we're going to follow the guiding light. No matter how far I have to travel, I'm willing to forsake it all. Because there's something greater. The Lord, I know sometimes maybe for us we wish we could look up and say, Lord, I need direction. We wish there was a pillar of fire out there. Has anybody ever wished that? I wish there I could look out and there's a cloud that it said, Michael, follow me. And I could just follow it. When it stood right here, it's like, okay, Lord, I'll settle down for a while. And then when that cloud moves, I'll know exactly what to do. Do you know the Lord did not leave us without guidance? Over in the book of John in the 16th chapter, John chapter 16, verse 7. Lord bless His Word this morning. John chapter 16 in the 7th verse. Nevertheless, this is Jesus. He said, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He has come, this is what this Holy Spirit does, folks. The Holy Spirit is a better navigation system than the North Star. We may say, well, if I had a star, I want to be wise, I'll follow it. Folks, Jesus came. Many times people say Jesus came to die on the cross, and he did, but why did he do it? Yes, to clean up our temple through his blood, that he might send the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us. He came to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me. For those that don't believe on Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Son of God, God sent his Holy Spirit to be a guiding light to those that do not believe in Jesus Christ. We say, what hope is there for those people in our world that don't believe in Jesus? Our hope is in the guiding light of the Holy Spirit. He went on to say, he listed some things. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Do you ever wonder what he told his disciples? He said, there's a lot of things that are what he wanted to say to them. There's a lot of things I want to tell you, but you're not ready. Do you know those days after he rose from the dead, he talked for 40 days to his disciples, a number of those days. I wonder what all he said. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. You know, that's a promise to each and every one of us this morning. The Holy Spirit came to be a guiding light for us, to help us navigate through life. And when we follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, he will lead us to a place that we will also find the Messiah. You know why I need the Lord this morning is because there is a way that seems right to me, but the end are the ways of death. That sound familiar? Young people, your way is not going to lead you to heaven. That's why God sent the Holy Spirit, because he wants you to find the richest treasures. And I am so thankful this morning for the Holy Spirit. Do you know that the Holy Spirit comes and he convicts? Has everyone here felt the convicting power of the Holy Spirit? You know, it's not always like looking up and saying, there's a North Star. But when the Lord talks to your heart, one of the ways he does it is you start feeling kind of uncomfortable. If you are a little uncomfortable this morning with what you are hearing, it's the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit has a way of coming in our hearts and personalizing things. And speaking specifically in a way that overrides my own thinking and my own logic. And I'm just uncomfortable. Have you ever done something you just felt like, you just felt uncomfortable spiritually doing it? Do you know that's one of the ways the Holy Spirit leads us? So there's a way that seems right to us. And I don't know what outcomes are all the time. I don't know what your future holds this morning. But do you know the Holy Spirit does know your future? And God has a really good plan for all of you. Young people, I'm not picking on you this morning, but I want all of you children, young people to know that God has a really good plan for your life. So how are you going to know what that plan is? By saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you wherever it takes me. I want to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, no matter what changes I have to make in life. And when you will give God that desire, he will lead you into all righteousness. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So are we being led by the Spirit this morning? What star are you following? The answer to that question really has to do with where you want to end up this morning. Who are you listening to? What are you allowing to shape your life? The Spirit of the Lord will lead us in the best way, because the Scripture teaches us that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. That, you know, our thoughts are pretty important to us, aren't they? Is there anybody here that doesn't think your thoughts are important? You know, we think a lot of our thoughts, don't we? They're mine. And especially if, you know, I see things just a little differently and my thoughts are important and my ways are just a little higher than maybe your ways. Do you know that's the spirit of pride that has crept into our world? But when we can say, Lord, I recognize in spite of my thinking that you are God and your ways are higher than my ways. And then are we willing this morning to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to consecrate my ways to you and I want to be led by your Spirit. Fewer and fewer people in this generation are being led by the Spirit of God. And I would entreat you this morning in the love of God to open up your heart as never before and allow the Spirit of God to lead you where He wants to lead you. I asked the young people this morning in Sunday school, I said, have you ever had a decision to make and you kind of rationalized it in your mind? And you kind of thought that you could do it. And then you just stopped and said, what advice would you give to someone else in your exact position? What advice would you give to someone else? And sometimes that's different than what you're doing yourself. You know how I know that? I've served the Lord for 40 years, but you know how I know it? Because I've been there plenty of times. When maybe in my mind it's like I can do this and I can rationalize and I got all my reasons and then I have to stop and think, but Michael, what would you tell someone else? And then that advice would be a little bit different. It's harder to do, isn't it? It's a lot easier. I told the young people it's easier for me to say it than it is to do it. But if we want to find Christ, if we want to find the real peace in our spirits this morning, it's going to take coming to that place that we surrender our thinking and say, Lord, I want to follow your Spirit. And do you know the Spirit of God will not leave you comfortless? If you want to know the way, then ask the one that knows. I got lost in Kenya one time. My niece was with me and someone else, and we got, Rennell was with me, and my niece, and I got turned around, I'll take the blame for it. Ended up in the middle of a mountain in a forest, and I got there because I made a U-turn on a road that I knew where I was, and that road took me somewhere else. I still don't know how it happened. I didn't turn off the road, but when I made a U-turn, it took me somewhere different. Still haven't got it figured out. But it led us to a place that we stopped and asked directions, and people were telling us this and this, very difficult to understand. And we got further and further from where we needed to go. Until finally someone, we were in the middle of nowhere, no people around, and a car came by, and they saw, we were there, and they stopped, and they said, follow us. Do you know what a relief it was? It took the burden off of me. I'd been hearing so many different people saying to do so many different things. And I followed them, and they took us where we needed to go. Do you know the Lord is asking this morning, is there anybody that's willing to do that? Is there anybody this morning that's willing to leave our own thinking and say, I want to go to the place where the richest treasures lie. Lord, I want eternal life. I wonder if there's anybody that's willing this morning to say, Lord, I'm willing to just follow you now. Without putting limitations on God, without saying, Lord, I'll go this far. Do you know this morning that if you don't know where the Big Dipper is, some of you know, if you know, I'm not really big into stars, and I should have looked it up to get this right. But I do know the gist of it. Do you know there's a way to find the North Star? I don't know how many stars are in the Big Dipper. That's where I'm going to fail. But if you find the Big Dipper, Okay, I don't know how many stars are there, but you find the Big Dipper, that's easy to find in the sky, and you find those two stars on the end of that ladle, and follow that up, you're going to find this bright star up there that's in the Little Dipper, and that bright star is a North Star. You know, sometimes we say, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is saying, and I don't know where He is. Do you know that the Lord has given us the Word of God to be a light and a lamp to our feet, that we can use the Word of God, and the Spirit of God and the Word of God are always going to line up. So if you think the Holy Spirit has told you for you it's okay, but it doesn't line up with the Word, you're misaligned somewhere. But the Big Dipper, those stars, it helps us get oriented to find that North Star. And I am so thankful for His Word this morning that can help me find. It'll help me tune out the world and help me start hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit in my life. So they saw, the wise men saw His star, and they followed it. And I just ask you again this morning, what star are you following? There is a guiding light that will take you to the treasures of God, and it will end with eternal life. Let's get our eyes on the right star this morning. I guess I again feel very much my neediness and the lack of words this morning. But I am confident the Holy Spirit can do what my words cannot do. But if you're struggling to get oriented, it's time to start praying the clouds would be removed. And if you have a desire in your heart to serve the Lord, but maybe you've gotten lost, maybe you've gotten going the wrong direction and you meant well, the Lord wants to be a guiding light to you this morning to get you back in the path that you can find the riches of the Messiah.